Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Pretty inspiring business performance.
It's that little band from Texas bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. JohnFDeeney.com is one website. AwakeAt2O'clock.com is his blog. But I want you to make this a priority, folks, especially if you're a baby boomer or if anybody who's got a business that's you can anywhere in the next 5, even maybe 10 years, imagine that it would be a topic of discussion for you to turn loose of it, let somebody else have it. You ought to go check out this website, yourexitmap.com. That's the name of the book, a soon-to-be award-winning book that John has written. You're going to want this book because it's not only important, it's beautiful. John, we're talking about some of the things that you've been learning, that you are learning, that's in the book, and that you're doing right now. I mean, John, you're becoming a national leader. I feel like, based on what I've seen and I'm hearing, you're becoming a national leader in helping baby boomers, especially, divest. And I congratulate you on your leadership.
Well, thank you. But it's something, you know, you and I as boomers, it's important.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, I'm not just making this up so that boomers will feel important when they read the book. The fact is, our transition is going to be a major change in the small business landscape.
All right,
and
so
you talk about time frames, you know, when people, it's 10 years too much. You know, a lot of owners I talk to say, oh, I'm not ready yet. Talk to me in about 5 years. Okay,
right.
Well, what if it takes 5 years to implement the
plan? That's it.
Now you're talking 10.
I wouldn't even begin to think about divesting. If you're going to do it right, folks, you got to take 5 years to get it right, and absolutely no less than 3.
Right.
So managers
maybe need trained up or family brought into the pipeline or.
Well, but you also have to start thinking. See, as you know, John, small business owners manage their business for the benefit of themselves internally. I'm talking about internally, folks. Obviously, the business is managed for the benefit of customers, but internally, all the inside stuff is for the benefit of the owners.
Yeah.
But when you know, the financials, everything, but when you start thinking about selling, you've got to flip that around and start projecting that outward for at least 3 years, don't you?
Right, well,
recasting,
you know,
what you're trying to say
tactfully is all the personal expenses you've been hiding in your company have to come out if you're going to get your value for
it. What he said, folks. No, we have that ability. See, this is what's bothering me. And I wrote my column this week. I don't know if you saw it, John.
Mm-hmm.
My column this week is about the IRS's new tax that they're going to charge on what used to be pass-through income. And one of the comments they made in there was that we're not going to let wealthy individuals move their money around to avoid this tax. Well, that's dog whistle language for we're going to get the IRS involved in your business more.
Right.
So,
right.
Folks, what did you think? Do you agree with me?
I do. And although I do think the corporate tax rate has to come down.
Well, but small business tax rate should be the same.
You talk about wealthy individuals. Do you know what constitutes the top 1%, what income level you hit the 1%?
It's about 400, I think.
Yeah, between 350 and 400. So, you know, a lot of small business owners are in that bracket, and they don't consider themselves.
They're not wealthy.
Super rich.
They're not wealthy, but you and I both know that that's a small percentage. Most small business owners are in the middle somewhere there, and a whole bunch of them are barely getting by. But
even
as you said, even the ones, you know, I remember many years ago I heard Paul Harvey say the definition of a millionaire, this was like, you know, 40 years ago, the definition of a millionaire is somebody who can get their hands on $2,000.
Right.
That 400,000 person you were talking about who's a small business owner, they might be able to get their hands on $10,000 cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's in the inventory and the receivables.
Right.
What their wealth. Those wealthy individuals.
People, a lot of people taking out, you know, from there, and, you know, you've heard it too many, many times, I invest my money back in my company.
Every one of them. Mm-hmm. I've never had a business owner to tell me anything different, have you?
No. No, and, you know, when it's 60, 70, 80% of your net worth, and you're not that wealthy to start with, you know, I don't know what trying to ding it a little further is going to do to help the middle class.
Exactly. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Always enjoy being with you, Jim.
Website again, please. Website.
YourExitMap.com. There's a whole bunch of really neat tools there that you can play around with.
If John does it, folks, it's top shelf. So check it out. You'll thank me later. John, thanks for being here. Come back soon. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.